The final enrollment numbers for Wisconsin's federally run exchange show 55% of those signing up were women and that nearly a third of consumers were older, between the ages of 55 and 64. Bobby Peterson directs ABC for Health. It's a public interest law firm that helps people find coverage.
Overall, the enrollment was strong. I think it was strong in Wisconsin, despite, a pretty steady headwind, opposition to the Affordable Care Act. So the fact that we reached almost 140,000 people was great.
Robert Craig directs Citizen Action of Wisconsin. He says demonstrated interest in the marketplace will diminish attempts to repeal the Affordable Care Act.
Very little public appetite, even among members of the public that have had doubts about Obamacare, for actually repealing it. And so I think the repeal issue will be an electoral issue, but it's not practical anymore.
Wisconsin still lags behind other states in the number of young, presumably healthy people who signed up for coverage on the exchange. This concerns Craig, who says it could result in higher premiums. But Michael Hash with the Federal Office of Health Reform says no.
We believe, based on the data that we've seen, and that premiums will be stable and that the risk pool is sufficiently large and varied to support that kind of pricing in every state.
Most enrollees on the exchange in Wisconsin were white, 6% African American, and 3.2% of signups indicated they were Latino. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.